Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Today's show is going to be about Louisiana State University. That's right, LSU. That's what everybody wants to talk about right now. And high school football will be coming up. Jamborees will be played, believe it or not, in less than 3 weeks across the state of Louisiana. But we're going to talk about LSU. I actually was able to go to an LSU practice this past week for 3 hours. And I am incredibly impressed with what Coach Kelly's done in 6 months, him and his staff. Like a lot of LSU fans and a lot of people in the media, I've been covering LSU since 1991. There's been a lot of people covering LSU way before me, but in all the years of going to an LSU practice, I've seen, you know, Curly Hallman, Jerry DiNardo, Mike Archer, Bill Onsberger, Les Miles, Ed Orgeron, Nick Saban. The closest thing to Nick Saban is Coach Kelly's practice. Very organized. The kids are in shape. They're strong. They have pep in their step again. It looks like they're a team again. Super impressed with the strength coach, Flint, and the way these guys look. Really impressed with what they've done in just 6 months. Unbelievable the talent level they have still. I knew they had talent, but going to practice last week, I was able to look at the team and just kind of see. I was looking at every player so that I could do a show. And you know, a lot of people are covering LSU, but just being able to, you know, evaluate and look at these guys and see who's improved. A lot of football players on this LSU team are improved. It's night and day. Just from a physical strength viewpoint, some bodies have changed. Some guys got leaner where they were big. We'll talk about that today. We're going to talk about positions. I'm going to throw out the guys that I think are going to shock people on the team. The quarterback battle, I'll give my 3 cents on that. In the defense and overall the offense, and again, we'll talk about the coaching staff, just watching these guys work. It's like watching an NFL franchise, like watching the Saints or the Patriots or somebody like that, the way it's organized. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, I'm going to start breaking down what I saw at LSU and just give my 3 cents to people that are listening to our show about LSU football. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Brekeen, your host. I want to mention a new sponsor of ours, someone I've known for over 30 years, the Bug Man. Professional pest control. They're out of Baton Rouge. They're also in New Orleans. They have an office in New Orleans, Lafayette, and Ascension Parish. And they're in most of South Louisiana. Give them a call at 225-923-BUGS. Or that's 225-923-2847. Or you could just do 923-BUGS for pest control. They know they're who you need to call to get rid of anything. Any rodents in your corporate building, if you have a business, or your residential home. They have been my pest control company for over 20 years with my house. Paul Solvent does a great job, the owner of the Bug Man. Give them a call, 923-BUGS. That's locally 225 area code. Want to go ahead and talk about LSU. Let's go ahead and break it down. First, quarterbacks. Everybody has an opinion of quarterbacks. And obviously there was over 100 media people at the practice I went to where it was a full practice where we could stay the whole day. Really appreciate that from Coach Kelly, by the way. And, you know, Sports Information Director Michael Bonnet, it was really great to take that in. So quarterbacks. The day I went, and you've seen it covered by a lot of media people, Garrett Nussmeier's been nursing, you know, sore ankle, but it's not serious. I do know that he is a guy that a lot of the players would like to see start because of the leadership that he has. His dad was a pro quarterback, Doug Nussmeier. His dad played for the Saints. His dad coached at Michigan State. Well, actually worked with him in recruiting a lot back in the day for Louisiana. He just has that intangibles to be a great leader, and he's got the stuff. I think we all saw in the spring game what he's capable of as a runner and a thrower in the immediate game and also just making things happen. I think he's got it. He's been out, you know, a few days because of that sore ankle, so Jaden Daniels got most of the number one reps. I think Jaden Daniels is very talented, very fast. He might be the fastest quarterback in the United States. I think if he ran the 40-yard dash, he'd probably finish first or second in, you know, among all quarterbacks. He's fast. I think this kid runs like a 4.5, 40 or better. He's got an arm, but I think his strength is just throwing the long ball. He needs to work on his underneath game and checking off second reads. I watched him a lot at Arizona State. The only thing I saw him struggle with at Arizona State was if the first read wasn't there, he struggled trying to find the second, third read, setting in the pocket as a quarterback. He tended to run a little bit too much maybe if things weren't there with that first read. We'll see if he's improved with that when there's actually, you know, a defense coming after him. But in practice, they don't really go after you. You know, they don't touch the quarterback. There's no, you know, contact there. So, I mean, he looked sharp in practice. He was getting the ones. I think he's going to be in the plan no matter what, whether he's starting or not starting. This kid's going to be able to come in and have packages for him to run the ball. Miles Brennan. Everybody's rooting for Miles Brennan. It seems like he's been at LSU for 10 years. He's got a great arm. He's a big kid. He's finally filled out. He's lost some weight, actually, since last year. He's looking good. It's just a matter of Coach Kelly picking. He's got to pick a couple of quarterbacks. And usually in this situation, if you're following football, if you just go by history of college coaches, they usually pick the younger quarterbacks for the future, especially a new coach. That's how I usually see it. And I think Jaden Daniels and Garrett Nussmeier will probably be, I'm not going to say definitely, but I think at this point, I think those are the two in the lead to play. But you will have injuries, and usually a quarterback will go down, and so you need three. I know people think three's too many, but I don't think it is. Ask Ohio State 5 years ago when Cordell Jones, their fourth-team quarterback, led them to a national championship. Three quarterbacks got hurt. Tell Ohio State four quarterbacks was too many. And obviously Walker Howard's going to be a stud. He looked good throwing the ball in practice. He just needs a year to just develop mentally and grow and mature physically and mentally, and that's all he needs. As far as his talent, he's got the talent to be great. And you can see that with Walker Howard. I saw it at St. Thomas More in high school. But Walker's a guy that's going to be in the mix after he redshirts this year. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about some more about LSU football and what I was able to see at practice, spending 3 hours at LSU last week. We'll be back with more of the Sports Scouting Report. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. I want to thank another sponsor of ours, Treads and Care. owned by Devin Holly, on Hooper Road and Park Place Drive in Central. You can give them a call at 331-8144. Give them a call, all your tire needs, pickup, delivery. They've got everything, every tire brand that you can think of. That's Treads and Care in Central on Park Place and Hooper Road. You got to talk to these guys, especially they do more than just tires too. Great people. Been knowing Devin for several years. Getting back to LSU football, I'm going to stay on the offensive side of the ball, but what really shocked me about LSU, the whole practice, I wasn't really shocked that Jaden Daniels has talent or that Nussmeier is going to be great or that Brennan still has a strong arm. What really surprised me for this whole team, and it's gonna, and I'm going to give my prediction at the end of the show, wins and losses. What really shocked me was how good this offensive line for LSU can be. Offensive line is really going to be good at LSU. Now, I'm not saying week one it's going to dominate and they're going to have five All-Americans. I'm just saying by the time they get into the week four, usually everybody gets into week four, that's when you really start hitting your stride in college football. They have a chance to have a really, really good offensive line, and not just a starting five, but maybe as many as 10, and that's what you need to get through a season. But the five offensive linemen, they actually have six right now that I think can start. And it's really incredible the potential of this offensive line. But right now they have as starters. Anthony Bradford is one tackle who's lost a lot of weight, by the way. He's probably dropped 30 pounds. He's 6'5 now, about 340, 345 from 375. He's got an NFL future. Redshirt junior out of Michigan. He's out of the Muskegon, Michigan is where he went to high school. The other tackle is true freshman Will Campbell. He's a generational talent. True freshman out of Neville High School in Monroe. Will is 6'6", 325. He's going to be a first-round pick one day. At center, Garrett Dillinger, who moved from guard, missed last year because of an injury, also from Michigan, went to Clarkston High School. He's 6'5", 320. Redshirt sophomore. He's going to be a high draft pick one day. And the guards, Miles Frazier is going to be at one guard right now, 6'6", 323. He's a transfer from Florida International where he was all-conference. He's 6'6", 323. And the other guard is transfer Tremont Shorts, who's 6'5", 340. A transfer from East Tennessee State, was an All-American in 1AA. This is a huge O-line. And here, let me mention one more offensive lineman who is going to be a generational talent. And I saw him in practice, and I think he's a starter right now. But obviously, you know, Kelly wants to give the older guys the first shot to start the first game. But Emory Jones, the freshman from Catholic High, who Coach talked about a lot, and a lot of the media did, he caught my eye at practice. He's 6'5". They list him 6'6", 6'5", about 330. And he is going to be incredible. True freshman out of Catholic High Baton Rouge. Emory Jones, I think, is going to play a lot. And he's probably going to start before the year is over. He is going to be incredible. This is a very talented offensive line. And you've got two true freshmen in Emory Jones and Will Campbell that are going to be first-round picks one day. When's the last time you can say that about LSU signing two offensive linemen in one class that have a chance to be generational talents? Maybe going back to Alan Faneca. Remember when he went pro from LSU, he was in a class with Kevin Mawai. That was a pretty good class, right? Couple of Hall of Famers. So you got, this is the best signee since then. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to keep talking about LSU football. We're not going to talk positions as much anymore. I'm going to talk about players, but also I'm going to talk about the D-line and the defensive backs, how impressed I am with them, and running backs when we come back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Trezent Care Tire Company, located in Central. Call 331-8144. Family owned and operated. It's 1971. That's 331-8144. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. We're going to continue talking about the LSU football team. I went to practice last week for 3 hours and really soaked it up, enjoyed it like a kid in a candy store. I mean, I really enjoyed covering this LSU team. I want to thank a sponsor of ours, Gage. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom-tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage. They just put in a natural gas generator to my house, so won't have to lose any power this year. Hoping that'll be good for the first time in my life. Great investment, and be sure to give Gage a call if you need that before storm season hits, which it's right around the corner. Want to go ahead and talk about LSU, continue on. A player that caught my eye on the offensive side of the ball, and I watched him in high school a couple of games on ESPN, was Mason Taylor. And I know Coach talked about him. And, if you read the paper, and those guys do a great job covering practice, or you read any of the websites, they talked about Mason Taylor, a tight end. True freshman out of St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Florida, which is in Fort Lauderdale, and that's where Michael Irvin went, over 300 D1 players and over 75 NFL players. Son of Jason Taylor. Remember Jason Taylor, the Miami Dolphins? Played 15 years as a defensive end, was an all-pro like 9 times. That's his son. Mason is 6'5", 245 pounds, runs about a 4.6, and looks every bit of it. Might even run 4.55. And in practice, wow. I mean, being on the sidelines and watching this kid go out on routes, watch him run and watch him catch balls, he looks like a senior. And for a position that everybody was worried about, including me, tight end, it's now a pretty good spot if they stay healthy, because Storts, the senior from the baseball team that came back, missed last year, came over from baseball 2 years ago, he looks like he's finally getting back into football shape and hitting his stride. He's 6'6", about 260. And then you got Mason Taylor at 6'5", 245. I think he's going to be a future first-round pick. And then you got Mashburn, who's a great blocker and a tight end, and he runs good routes, has good hands. You got this walk-on Leonards from Notre Dame, McCrowley, who's going to be another great player in another year as he continues to develop as a walk-on that's going to end up being a scholarship player like Mashburn. But remember the name, Mason Taylor. He's going to be an incredible tight end for this team. And like Coach said, I think he said it right after the practice ended. I didn't go to the press conference. I went to the practice itself. But I was telling a lot of friends about this kid right when practice ended, and I know a lot of people heard it from Coach Kelly himself. So a lot of great stuff going on at LSU. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to get to running backs, D-line, DBs, and obviously wide receivers. One of the strongest positions on the team is wide receiver. We'll be right back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You listen to Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. We're talking LSU football. I want to go ahead and thank another sponsor of ours, Medine's Collision Center on Kincaid Avenue in Baton Rouge. Meet the amazing team at Medine's. They're owned by Chris and Dominica Medine. Their son, Jesse, is the operations manager. Give them a call at 357-7983. That's local in Baton Rouge, 225. And they'll get right back to you. Medin's Collision Center, if you need any body work done on your vehicle, car, truck, company vehicles, or personal vehicles, give them a call. Great people, amazing people, Medin's Collision Center. Give them a call. Getting back to LSU, running back. You don't have to have a Heisman Trophy winner running back to win a national championship. You don't have to have a Heisman Trophy running back to win the conference. You just need a good running game with a mixture of guys that are capable of doing it, and that's what LSU has this year. I was impressed with Noah Cain, the transfer from Penn State, who prepped in Houston, Texas, but also went to IMG Academy and also grew up in Baton Rouge prior to high school. Noah's about 226 in weight, 5'11". He gives you power, a little Ty Davis-type build, not quite as tall. And then you got Amani Goodwin, who's a little stocky guy, built like a Kevin Falk, real quick, was hurt last year for LSU as a freshman out of Alabama. 5'8", 190 pounds, but really fast and quick. And then you have John Emery, who everybody's really pulling for, including me, to stay healthy and to have a great all-SEC-type season. And, you know, John's 5'11", about 220 pounds. He's built like the way they make them in the SEC, and he's a senior. Between the three of those guys, I think the team has a very functioning run game, and they're going to have a better O-line. So a better O-line and a better group, I think, means they're going to have a pretty good season with running backs. And they got walk-on Josh Williams, who's been around for a long time, that can give you some carries too. And I look for LSU to move somebody to running back. And I'm guessing right here, I'm about to say something. This is total guess. But Derek Davis, who's on the team as a DB, 6'215" out of Pennsylvania, was player of the year in Pennsylvania, ran for 3,000 yards in Pennsylvania, was one of the top running backs. He could go to running back. Derek Davis, not saying they're going to do it. I'm just saying that's the logical guy because of where he is on the depth chart and everything and his size and being a great player as a running back in high school. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about the LSU Tigers, and I'm going to give out my prediction in the final segment of wins and losses. We'll be right back. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom-tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage. Welcome back to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. I want to thank another sponsor of ours, Gros Savon. Gros Savon is in right outside of Lake Charles, Louisiana. It's a true sportsman's paradise. They do echo tours, fishing, hunting, freshwater, saltwater. Give them a call, 337-598-2357. That's Gros Savon. Book yourself a tour or hunting or fishing trip. It's an incredible place. I've been a couple of times, going again before football starts. Also want to thank another sponsor of ours, our first sponsor that we ever had, and great people out of Shreveport, Bossier City, John Harvey Toyota, looking for a used car or a new car. Harvey Autos has three dealerships and great people, from luxury models to even hybrids. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts, certified pre-owned with a warranty. Be sure to contact John Harvey Toyota. They're in Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, Harvey Subaru. Give them a call, John Harvey Toyota. Want to continue with LSU. The defensive line at LSU. This is the most talented defensive ends I've seen in a long time at LSU. You look at the defensive ends with BJ on the defensive end, who's wearing the famous number 18 now. 6'3", 250, runs a 4.55. He's just a freak of nature. He's got a chance to have a phenomenal junior year. His brother's an NFL starter as a DN, played at Georgia. Ollie Gay, you know, 6'6", 270, runs a 4.6, another freak of nature. I mean, you know, Savion Jones, who from St. James played a little bit, 6'6", 255, 260, can run a 4.6. I mean, Quincy Wiggins, 6'6", 275, runs a 4.6. I mean, these are some incredible defensive ends. I don't remember LSU having four like this. I remember when they had Arden Key, and he was it, right? And then they had Danelle Hunter, and they had nothing else. They had Gabe Northern and James Gilliard, and then they had nothing else. This is four great defensive ends that all have potential to go in the first round. And then the defensive tackle position, Mason Smith is a stud, obviously. Looking forward to see what he'll do this year. As a sophomore at 6'5", 300 pounds, can run about a 4.7, 4.8, 40. And there's a lot of D-tackles. Jacobian Guillory, this is going to be his year to show. Bryce Langston, a young guy out of Florida, who's 6'3", 293. He's got an NFL future. Tyge Hill, freshman out of Edna Carr, 6'3", 300, got a lot of ability. Jocklin Roy has moved to nose guard. 6'4", about 315. He's got a great NFL future. A lot of talent on D-line. And in Miki Wingo, the transfer from Missouri, this guy's a stud. 6 foot, 300, can run a 4.7 in the 40. And he is full motor. Like, he was the strength. He won the strength award over the summer with the team as the strongest guy and the most dedicated guy in the weight room. This defensive line is the reason LSU is going to win a lot more games than that prediction. I think somebody said 6.5 wins. That's going to be way off, I believe. Defensive backs, super, super loaded. Mikey Garner, the transfer from ULL, 6'3", 215, 217 in weight. He's a freak for a big corner. It's going to be a future NFL starter. LSU's got seven corners and about five safeties. The only thing they're missing is they don't have the stud safety, meaning they don't have a Grant Delpit, a Craig Stelz, a LaRon Landry, a Brandon Taylor. You know, I think Burns has a chance to be a good player, Major Burns, but right now he's still a little thin, I think, for free safety, and he's their best guy right now to play at free safety. I'd love to see him just gain a little bit more weight, fill out a little bit more. And the freshman DB from Acadiana High School, I'm telling you, this kid that's coming up from Acadiana, LaTerrence Welch, might be the best freshman DB LSU has signed in many years, 6'2", 187 pounds. I think he might end up being your free safety next year and might move to that position in the camp. He looks like a safety. Look, in high school, he was a corner, but he's growing. He's grown a lot since high school. We're going to take a break, and we come back, and we'll talk a little bit more about the LSU team. And then I'm going to give my predictions about the wins and losses for the LSU Tigers. We'll be right back.
What does that bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen, continuing to talk about LSU football from going to practice for 3 hours last week. I just wanted to wait a little while, just soaking in. A lot of people like to talk about it right away. I like to soak it in a little bit while everybody else immediately talks about it, but I want to go through the whole team. Let's talk about wide receivers. I think Malik Nabers right now has got a chance to be as good as Kashawn Boutte. I think Kyron Lacy, the transfer from ULL, has a chance to be as good as them. And then Brian Thomas is going to be phenomenal this year. The sophomore from Walker High School, 6'4". Those four guys are incredible. Then you got Jack Besh. I mean, you got a lot of talent at wide receiver. You got Chris Hilton, who's been injured in camp and not serious, but he's been out along a lot of reps, you know, camp-wise. You got a lot of talent at wide receiver. Probably one of the best wide receiving cores in the conference. And I want to throw a name out. This program has a walk-on who's not a walk-on. He turned down a lot of scholarship teams to come to LSU from St. Aug in New Orleans, the Purple Knights. Javon Nicholas, 5'9", 180-pound receiver, probably the fastest player on the team, runs a 4.340. I watched him return punts at LSU during practice. He looks like Eddie Kennison speed to me. And in high school, I watched him tear up Zachary High School, even though Zachary won the game. He had a huge game against Zachary, 2 touchdowns, 150 yards, and like 7 catches. This kid is a phenomenal football player, and he might play as a punt returner. He might end up being the punt returner when camp is over as a true freshman walk-on from St. Aug, and that's really big because if he shows success, they're going to really do well with St. Aug, who's loaded with talent this year. And look, don't forget about J-Ray Jenkins, the receiver from Gina, who's going to be a senior. Now, the practice I went to, J-Ray just had a bad day. He dropped a lot of balls. It was just one of those days. But you remember J-Ray had that game against Florida in 2020 where Johnson threw him 2 touchdowns in the corner of the end zone. They were both very similar. J-Ray's got a lot of talent. I just, like I said, he needs to be more consistent, though, in practice and also in games, catching the ball. He's got speed. He's 6'2", 200 pounds, runs a 4.5. He's got NFL stuff. And real quickly, just kind of breezing through the linebackers, number 10, Harold Perkins, is the real deal from Texas. He's going to be utilized whether he starts or not. But linebacker is going to be very strong, not deep, but very strong. There's a lot of good talent at linebacker coming up. Micah Bakersfield obviously will probably be the starter to start off. Mike Jones, who came from Clemson last year, is your other starter. And they only start 2 linebackers in this system. I want to throw a player out that really caught my eye. I saw that Coach Kelly talked about him, too, in the press conference. A defensive back. They're super loaded at DB. We talked about DB earlier, how they've got a ton of talent at DB. They could actually rotate 6 different corners now. When's the last time LSU had about 6 corners that could play? They took a grad transfer late from McNeese State that Frank Wilson coached, Colby Richardson. Colby played at McMaine High School in New Orleans. Colby is 6'1", 190 pounds. And I'm going to be honest with everybody. I watched him play at McNeese, so I didn't know how good he would be at LSU. This kid's a stud. Watching him cover, read, and tackle at LSU, he's going to be a great nickel corner. He's the reason that Jordan Tolles from Maryland, is transferring out because he took his reps. Remember the name Colby Richardson. He's only going to be here 1 year. He's a senior graduate transfer from McNeese State in Lake Charles. But Colby Richardson is a big-time player that people are going to get to know really soon. I mean, he's got an NFL future. Very impressed how he covered in practice and how he was fast and a big guy, you know, in an LSU scrimmage. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. And before we go, I'm going to give my prediction for the season. A lot of people are saying 6.5 wins. Some people are saying 7-8. Some people are saying 9. I'm saying 10-2. And here's my reason. The offensive line is going to surprise everybody. The defensive line strong. The defense is going to be dominant by midseason. The wide receiving core is going to be one of the best in America. The running game is going to be good because the O-line's better. And whatever happens at quarterback, LSU is going to be way better than they've been since 2019. Coaching is incredible. This is a strong, in-shape team, a very structured team, a very disciplined team. And they're going to win a couple of games they shouldn't win because they're going to out-coach teams like Ole Miss and A&M. And they're going to win the games they're supposed to win. And the schedule falls just in line for them to be really great. There's only one team more talented than LSU next year, and that's Alabama. And I'm not even going to say they're more talented. Let's see what happens and let the season play out. LSU does have Alabama at home this year. But I'm going 10-2. And I think they have a chance to be special. There's no rebuild job. The LSU staff did a great job of getting transfers. I'm not a portal guy, but they had to do it, and it worked for them. That's the reason why they're not rebuilding. They got some phenomenal transfers. A lot of them I mentioned today. And they had some talent that still came back that was talent from the Ed Orgeron era. And Kelly signed some great players, some generational talent players like Emory Jones, Harold Perkins, Will Campbell, and I didn't even mention Bo Bornelon, who's going to be a great offensive lineman at LSU. Several great, and Mason Taylor, the true freshman tight end out of Florida. A lot of great players that are coming in that are ready to play. I go 10-2. I'm doubling down. And I think they got a chance to do better than that. Coaching trumps talent. LSU has coaching and they have talent. And they're going to have a heck of a defense. And I think Nussmeier and Jaden Daniels will probably be the two guys at quarterback. I don't know who will start the first game. And I think Nussmeier, I'm predicting, will be the guy before the season is over. Going into maybe week 3-4, I think he'll take the job. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please support us by subscribing to us on YouTube. Or also go to where we get your podcast. Tell people about us. We're on Podbean. We're on a lot of different apps. Go to our website to pre-order your magazine. We're doing our 26-year preview magazine for all the high schools in the state. We got a recruiting section of all the top recruits coming up and all the colleges, including LSU. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com to get your preview magazine, Louisiana Football Magazine Preview. It'll be out late August, early September. We'll get them out in early September to those that have already bought a copy. You can get a digital copy on our website, a north copy, and a south copy. We have two different editions. I hope everybody has a great, great Monday. And I want to dedicate my show, and I know we got a lot of people out there that love their pets. I'm one of them. I'm an animal lover. I love animals. But we had to... My cat passed away, Shuggy, after 18 and a half years. And I can speak for a lot of people out there. When you lose an animal, you lose family. And I want to pray for all those that have lost a pet and have lost a pet. It's not easy to go through it. But dedicate this for my little kitty cat, Shuggy, who was almost 19 years old. Really tough to see the guy go. Yeah, I know I'll speak for many pet lovers out there, but I hope everybody has a great Monday, and see you on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.